Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I am your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to achieve your ultimate dream body on a 100% plant-based diet. I want to thank you for tuning in today. This is part two of a three-part series, an interview with the world-famous seven-time bodybuilding champion who has been vegan since birth, Jahina Malik. Let's bring her back to the show because we are going to be talking today about her workout in the greatest detail possible. Jahina, I would like to welcome you to the Vegan Body Revolution Show.
Hello again. How are you?
Fantastic. It's good to have you back. So I want to tell you, It was a real treat getting to know you in the previous episode. I am blown away. And I didn't mention this then. I want to mention it to you right now. I am fascinated to meet your parents because they must be some incredibly special people for what they did and how they raised you and how your father had that intuition and just knew how to nourish you and give you such huge self-confidence in yourself being vegan that made so many years ago. If you don't mind me asking, how old are you right now?
I am 34.
Oh, you're 34. My gosh. So from almost 29 years ago, going through the public school system, 29 years ago, where nobody's ever heard of a vegan back then, and being able to just continue to stay vegan, strong through the school lunches in Brooklyn, of all places, in Queens, right? That out of all that, you still remain strong and you stay as one of the greatest examples of veganism today. I have to credit a lot of that to your upbringing, and I would love to talk to your parents at some point because that's just phenomenal. I know there's a lot of parents out there right now who are vegan that are going through some struggles raising their children vegan, and I know that it would be a real inspiration to have your family on the line. So maybe we can talk about that some other time. But
definitely,
let's talk about you and how we craft this unbelievable, never done before physique, 100% on a vegan diet. Let's go over your workout. So tell me a little bit about that.
Okay, so of course my on off season workout is different. I'll start with my off season. Well, once again, everybody's body is different. Some people have to do cardio off season, and that is, and I do not do cardio off season. I'm a lucky person, and that's okay. Because growing up, I was born an ectomorph, small joints, small frame. So if I were to do cardio off season, I won't be able to keep my weight. So I don't do cardio off season. I wait until after the first month into training before I start doing cardio for a show. So as of right now, my workouts only consist of resistance training 5 times a week. So yes, right now I take off two days of rest, which on season is one. Sometimes on season is none, but the seventh day being cardio, that you have to see if you need it or not. That depends on how am I looking at the moment, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So right now I'm doing legs twice a week. Well, actually I start off season, I just do legs once a week, but I kind of did a jump start this year. So I kind of cheated doing legs twice now because normally I would off season just once, but I'm still considered off, but I start doing legs right now. No, I have nationals coming up, so no playing around for me.
So legs are 2 times a week, typically in your on season, but off season, you usually give yourself a once a week leg workout.
Yeah. And that's what I've done for the last few months. After my show, my coach made me rest for 3 weeks, which was crazy because I was like, oh my God. But then when I got back to training, I was only doing legs once a week. So right now, still considered off season, I'm doing legs twice a week. I do back by itself, chest by itself, and he changed it for me to do shoulders and arms together. Because before, I would do chest and tries and just shoulders because I did not train my biceps. My last show, I did not train my biceps at all because I go so hard on back. So I actually didn't need to train my biceps directly because I got a comment from a judge a previous year, and he said that my biceps were overpowering my shoulders, so I left my biceps alone. So because in an event that happened nationals now, my coach said he wants my arms to look like how they are now on stage before I drop the weight, so I still have a full of biceps. So now I'm doing some biceps, and I actually just started a few weeks ago, which I feel it so fast because my boss is like, what are you doing? So if you see my arms now, he wants them to look like how they do now on stage. And because last time, you know, of course, I came down some, so one wants to keep the size. So let's say right now my split is a little different. So Sundays.
Well, I want to make sure I get something clear. So okay. When we're looking at the difference between off season and on season, I want to understand what the outcome is or the result that you're trying to achieve during the off season versus the on season. So off season, what is the primary goal that you're trying to achieve? Is it gaining muscle mass or maintaining what you have?
So certain body parts is maintaining, but the majority is gaining. Like my hamstrings, my quads are fine. So quads, I'm not trying to gain. My quads are way bigger than my hamstrings, so my quads are fine. I'm trying to gain on my calves, trying to gain on my hamstrings, and my chest and shoulders at the moment.
And
my
got it. So if anybody who's following along, if they really want to gain faster, they might want to follow your off-season strategy.
Yeah, correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it. And then the on-season, what's the goal there?
The on season is to, of course, want to keep the size that you have within the first month or so. And then you want to start shaping and cutting down and, like, basically sculpturing your body all the way up into the show to keep the muscle and not lose that muscle, as to maintain that muscle as well as dropping that body fat closer to a show.
Got it. So your on season strategy will maintain all the muscle that you've built, but will shred the fat off of you as much as possible.
There
right?
you go.
Oh, cool. Great,
yeah.
Great. Well, that helps. That helps for those of us who are listening. They're trying to figure out, okay, you know, because there's a lot of folks right now. I know a lot of women their primary goal is they want to put on muscle, and they already know how to lose fat, so they're not worried about that, but they want to put on muscle. So for those people, you would say take a look at your off-season strategy, right?
Yeah.
Beautiful. And then there's other people who say, all right, I'm as muscular as I want to be. I just want to, shred, and I want to lose this body fat because summer's coming up in a couple months and I want to look really good for it. So on season would probably be the best strategy for them, right?
Exactly.
All right. Fantastic. Okay, cool. So let's keep going. Great.
Yeah. And one other thing I want to mention at the moment, off season right now, I do the basic reset. On season now, I do four sets if a body part is needed, and may do a fifth, but that changes as well. Mm. You know the number of sets I do.
Okay. So three sets during the off season.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
That's the basic. Mm-hmm. And the other thing, like I mentioned about cardio, if my body needs it, sometimes I may do cardio twice a day, like in the morning and in the afternoon or in the morning or at nighttime. So
that's going to be on season,
well.
Right?
Yes, that's on season.
Got it.
Because you want to rid up all that fat and still, you know, keep that muscle. Some people make mistakes and lose muscle at the same time, but you want to maintain that muscle. That's why you always got to still go hard when you're in the gym.
Got it. All right. Sweet. So let's break it down. Let's look at what your individual workouts look like for each of your body parts.
Okay. So right now on Sundays, this is how it is at the moment. Sundays I'm resting. Mondays it will be a leg day for me. So let's say I'm in a gym. Some days I may not do 5-10 minutes cardio either on a 15 incline on a treadmill, or just going to Stairmaster, you know, the big set. That's warm up my joints, especially if I'm going hard that day. And right after, I'll superset of leg curls and leg extensions, doing three sets. That's back to back. I go on the leg extensions, jump off, right to the leg curl. My rest range, my rest is not that long. Let's say 3 seconds or less, give or take. Three sets of that.
How many reps are you on?
Oh, I'm sorry. So the first set, of course, leg extension and leg curl. Well, leg extension more so 20 to 30. And then, let's say, well, I normally keep the leg curls within, like, up to 20. And then every set I go up in weight, and then I just try to keep it, I try to keep the reps at 20.
Got it. And that's for both the curls and the extensions?
Yes, correct.
Wow, so you're banging out a lot of reps for those three sets.
Yeah, and I keep going up in weight each set also.
And you're doing it really, yeah, and you're not wasting any time either. So you go from the curls right to the extensions, maybe up to 30 seconds of rest, and then it's right back again. You're doing it again. Mm-hmm. So it's a total of three times. Okay, cool. That sounds like your legs are pretty fired up right from the beginning.
Yeah, correct. And so then from there, I move on to the leg press.
Now, let me ask you, too, when you're doing the leg curls and the leg extensions, are you going to muscular failure on either one of those during any of the sets?
No, I haven't been. No, I'm at the moment, no.
So you stop just short, or?
Yeah, I give myself a adequate weight where, of course, I'm filling it within the last few reps, but that's more so just a warm-up, so I'm not going to failure yet.
Got it. Okay. Okay, so then leg press.
Yeah. So, of course, keep in mind that every leg session is different. So I'm just giving you a leg session at the moment.
Understood.
Let's say my leg press. I may warm up with 235 on each side, 235 on each side, and do 20 reps. And, of course, I change up my feet position every so often. Sometimes I may start with hip width apart. Later on, you know, I may do leg press with feet in second position so we can hit more of the inner thighs. Right now, that's a little weakness I have with my abductors, which I'm trying to strengthen up. So my second set, I have 345 on each side, still doing 20 reps. Then go to four sets and do 20. And sometimes when I feel I do a full set, even all season, and do five, because sometimes my first set is too light, so I change it up here and there. I may start with three on each side, 20, four on each side, 20, five on each side, 20. But the last I've done on the leg press was 5 and 5, so now my goal is to go up to 6 and 6 on each side and still do a set of 20 reps. Of course, it's burning like heck, but you want to act like you don't feel the pain.
This is interesting. So you're keeping the reps exactly the same, but you're starting from a warm-up weight, and then you're increasing each set, keeping it at 20 reps. So by the time you get to your last set, that you're pretty close to as failure as you can get.
Pretty close.
420 reps.
And my quads are so strong because even with 10 on each side, my last time I banged that out, I still got 20 reps. So that's why I want to go up again, because you would think somebody only did like 5 or 10, but I'm still going 20. So, yeah, you can. Everybody's different. Some people may, their last set, and they may only be able to do 5 or 10, but you want to see, you want to give it all you got and finish that, you know, that whole set. Yeah.
It's amazing. Wow. You're a strong girl. All right, cool. So you bang out, what, four? So those are four sets of leg presses?
Yes, I don't count the first one on the leg press, but just because it's so easy.
Got it. Okay, so three sets and a warm-up.
Yes.
Okay, then what's next?
And then I'll give you a day when after that I went to hack squat. So with hack squat, I have my feet further apart, like second position. Like what I mentioned earlier, just trying so I could get in the stance where I'm hitting my inner thighs. Mm-hmm. I'll just warm up with 25 on each side, squatting down to the bucket for 20 reps, and I'll just go up I'll go up by 10 on each side, 20, and then I should end at 45 on each side, still trying to go down for as far as I can. Sometimes on the last, I try to get 20, but 15 to 20 the last set, because you know, how I feel. But for the most part, I can still hit my 20.
So you're going for 20, but sometimes you gas out before that.
Yeah. And of course, it's different when I have a spotter or no, if I'm by myself. So I'm not trying to get injured. I never get injured in a gym, so I'm just trying to be smart.
At your level, I mean, what I've interviewed a lot of athletes. I mean, at your level, that's the most important thing, is don't get injured.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Right, you're out of the shows. If you get injured, you're screwed.
That's it. You can't want to work for no reason.
You've just basically flushed your investment down the toilet all the time just prior to that. Is all for nothing. So yeah, I totally understand. Okay, cool. So you do your hack squat. So we're looking at pretty much the same rep and set scheme as the leg press. It sounds like so this one you do go to failure though. If you're hitting fewer than 20, depending on how you feel and how much weight you got on.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Then what's next?
I always change up. So sometimes, let's say what I did last time, I just did a superset on inner outer thighs. Well, this time for inner, let me see, every adduction, ab and adduction machine in gyms are different, so that's hard to say weight, but I would start on
You know, you don't even have to worry about the weight. So it sounds like, okay. So what I'm interested in is your rep and set scheme.
Okay, yes, for inner, I actually keep that as 20 as well, for the first, but sometimes I end up with the second or third set 15 when I go back and forth supersetting. But my outer is stronger than my inner, so I could do all three sets 20. But my inner, sometimes I end up just doing 15 reps.
So so you use the, you have it looks like you kind of take like a, you start from the warm up and you just pyramid your weight up without reducing the repetitions unless you have to.
There you go. Yes, correct.
Got it. So it's almost like your last set is the most productive set, and all the previous ones are just warm ups that lead up to it.
Mm-hmm. Sounds about right.
I'm trying to think who does that. You know which famous bodybuilder that reminds me of, who you took a very very similar strategy, was Dorian Yates.
Dorian, I met him a few times. Okay, yes, I heard that.
Yeah, he was if I remember correctly, reading so many different issues of Muscle and Fitness back in the day, his favorite thing was doing one good set to failure, and then he considered everything else before that was just a warm up to get you ready for that last set.
Yeah, I've heard that. He's a cool guy.
Well, he's got to know something. He's won quite a few Olympias.
Yeah. That's what I tell people. I'm like, you got to find what works best for your body.
Yeah, yeah. This is so fascinating. Great. So, okay. So you hit up the adduction and the abduction machines, hitting those inner thighs and outer hips. And then what's next?
Then I'll go to the Smith machine for squats. But this, now I change it up. I change up my stance like I do on a leg press. My stance may be hip width apart, or like, again, if I really want to keep my inner outside, I'll go into a second position stance.
Uh-huh.
So with this, I try not to just squat at 90 degrees. I try to go a little bit below my knees, a little bit deeper. You know, uh-huh. So I really try to get into the bucket. So I start with 25. Now this is 20, 20, 20, all 20 reps. I start with 25, go to 35, but not this last time I went 35, 45, then I went to 100, 55 on each side.
Yeah.
So I changed it up because now 25 feels too light for me. So now I'll start with 35 and go up by 10 each set.
Got it. So you start again. So you do the warm up and then bang out three sets of 20 after that, increasing the weight each time.
Yeah.
Cool.
And then if there's a day where I went crazy on leg press, then I may maintain one weight, either 25 or 35, on a Smith machine, and just keep my reps up at the same. So that could change.
So you'd stay the same weight, but do as many reps as you possibly can. Is that what you just said?
Yeah, correct. Uh-huh.
Wow. How many reps have you gotten up to?
Oh, 20. Well, in my head, I probably could do more. Actually, one time I did 30 with the 25, so that's why some days I did start with 35 on each side. So I could get up to 30 reps, especially 25, because right now it's still so light for me. So now when I push myself a little bit harder, I'll start heavier, and then I'll go to 20 reps.
Sweet. Right on. Okay. And then, so we're looking right already with what you got alone. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. This is already 7 different exercises. So at this point, including your warm ups, you've done 28 sets.
Oh, see, I never looked at it that way.
That's a huge amount of volume. You're in an insane shape.
I'm
trying
to warm up, and then I'm at abduction. I count as one movement, or one exercise, really.
All right.
But then again, some leg days I just hit the inner and not the outer, so that also changes.
Mm-hmm. And then do you do anything else after that?
Yeah, so sometimes I may end with a squat, or I may end with like a single. Well, right now, since I'm trying to go hard on my hamstrings, I may do like the prone, you know, the single leg hamstring curl.
Yeah.
Or if I'm happy with the spinning hamstring curls, and I will stick with one weight and do 15 and 20 reps, because by that time I'm dying. Or if I don't do the singles, I'm ending with like probably walking lunges. But every leg workout is a change, though. But that is a leg day that I have done.
That's awesome. And then, do you ever throw calves in there?
Yes, I did. That's what I meant to mention. Mm-hmm. On season, I really hit my calves hard. All season, I don't. I really don't do my calves every leg workout.
Mm-hmm.
Just because for me personally, it's not my favorite. Even though I know it's a weakness of mine, but I'm not as on my calves how I am on season that I am off season. So that leg workout that you have, no, I did not hit calves. But normally, if I hit my calves, I'll do calves first. So that's probably three movements, probably the first one is superset, second one is just three sets basic. Those, along with that, I do try to rep out 20 and 30, depending on what calf movement I'm doing. But yes, I'm just not a fan of calves, but I know I need to work on mine.
So what are your three most popular calf exercises that you do when you do the calves?
Well, the seated calf machine, of course, and then sometimes I leave it alone. Sometimes I stand up and do stand on one leg and do single leg calf raises.
Uh-huh.
And then from there, I go to the standing calf machine, you know, with a pad on your shoulders.
Oh, yeah.
And then
uh-huh.
I do a slow tempo going all the way up. Of course, my rep range would be a little bit lower because by that time they're burning.
Yeah, right.
Most gyms don't have giant calves anymore, but for the most part, those are my main two, the seated calf machine with my single leg raises and then the standing up.
Cool. All right. Got it. So that's your leg. So that's your leg routine. So let me make sure I got this right. So during the off season, you typically would hit this routine without the calves once a week. And then in your off season, you would hit this routine or something that's very similar to this twice a week. Am I right?
Yes. Of course, you know, I may change up movements here and there. Like sometimes I do step up. Sometimes I do like single leg extensions. So of course it's similar, but something's always different. Of course, so something's give and take.
Now with your legs, have you always had really strong muscular legs, or did you build them up through weightlifting?
That's a good question. Well, growing up, I would not eat as much, so my legs were really skinny, really skinny. But when I started working out, my quadriceps were my strong point because I didn't get so strong until college. I was being a little crazy, acting like I was going to play football. But I was training from the football player, and I did in college. But to this day, you guys will not believe me, but I did squat 315, free squat, but right now, if I want to go heavy, I'd be that much on a Smith machine, but I don't because there's no need for my quadriceps to be powered to be proud that much. So I really got my quads really strong in college. But my joints right now, I feel there's too much weight on my joints for me to do a free squat after 15. But there's no need for me to do a free squat after 15 because I don't need the size. I'm already strong and half the size I need.
When you were building them up, did you use the same high rep range too, the 20 reps?
Oh, no. When I was at 15, I probably only squat that 10 or 12 the most, but I did a good 10. And of course, that was only at 90 degrees. I didn't do bucket squats with that because that was a lot of, and I didn't have muscles like I do back then. I was just being strong, you know, just going for what I could. I was just trying to copy over the football players that I trained with. But no, I would just do a 10. I wasn't strong enough to surpass the pain threshold I never worked to my max, you know, back then. So if I felt like I did 10, I'm good. I would just stop. I didn't know that, you know, how.
What grew your leg muscles more, those workouts or these workouts?
Well, I'll say squatting so heavy that it's actually because from that is how I, that was my foundation, actually, back then. So that what got my quads big. So, because, you know, I'm not talking about the Smith machine, I'm talking about a free squat that I would go heavy on. So that really built up my quadriceps. But it was that, and I was eating like a lot of carbs. So that was back then.
That's great. Well, we're gonna go into your nutrition after we finish up the workout. Can't wait to hear about that. So that's great. Okay, cool. So when you really built the muscle up, you had the right nutrition routine, nutrition strategy, but you also did lower reps, way heavier weight, and then you were doing free weight squats back then instead of using the machines.
Yeah. Yes, and Tuesday, I free squat some, but light, and I go really, and I go in a bucket. But my whole training is different than I used to do when I just was introduced to it back then.
Got it. So that, does that complete your leg workout, what we just described?
Yeah.
Great.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Would you do anything else on a Monday, or are we ready to move on to Tuesday?
Oh, that's it.
That's enough. How long would your workout, like your leg workout, take you?
Hour 20, hour 30 the most.
Okay. Good. All right, so Tuesday.
I'm going to do the longest on leg day. Oh, on Tuesdays, these days, I already rest on Tuesday.
Okay, so Tuesday is your rest day. So Tuesday and Sunday are rest days.
Yeah.
Wednesday.
I was going to back.
Okay, I want to learn all about how you built this thick back.
Okay, so I used to do a lot of wide grip pull-ups, but now since I have the width I need, now if I do pull-ups, I do the neutral grip. So I'll do 3 sets of 12 to 15. And that's my own body weight, of course.
Uh-huh.
Of course, the first set I'm banging out 15. Most likely the second and third is either 12 or 10.
Oh, right. Got it.
It's just because I can't get my body weight up anymore.
How much rest are you giving yourself in between sets of these?
30 seconds or less, not much.
Oh, wow. So you're really banging these out. So you get up there, you do a set of pull-ups, and then you drop down, and you just pace back and forth for a few seconds, and then boom, you're right back up on top of the bar?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's cool.
Okay.
Much
rest.
Okay.
And then I'll go to the wide grip pull down.
All right.
So with this, is a different. I'll stick to a weight where I start with weight 20 reps. I'll go up the next set. Sometimes 20, sometimes 15. And my last set, I normally like to hit bring out 12 because I go really heavy my last set.
Okay, so good. So three sets of 12 to 15.
Yes.
And do you take the same strategy with that? Do you only take about 30 seconds rest, and you stick with the same exercise all the way until you're done?
Yeah, and depending on how I feel sometimes, if I end up, you know, having a little bit more than 3 seconds rest, I don't think I ever go over a minute, to tell you the truth.
That's great. You're in great shape. I think I take about a good 5 minutes between sets. You know, check my email, post a few
You're
status
right.
updates on Facebook, and then do my next set.
Yeah.
You've inspired me to work on my endurance a little bit and try to get back into the next set faster.
Okay.
Because I think I spend the same amount of gym time as you per workout, but I think I only get about 12 total sets in, and it sounds like you're getting close to like the low 30s in terms of sets.
Oh.
All right, so pull-ups, wide grip, lat pull-downs, and then what's next?
That's very. Sometimes I may go to the row machine or to the dumbbell rows. So let's say this day I went to dumbbell rows. So now I'm starting with 40 on each side, going for 20. Then I go to 45, and I still did 20. Now 50, I do 15 reps.
2020-15 increase in the weight every time, right?
Yes, And of course, when I'm doing raw, one thing I'm back, I'm really focusing on contraction, like squeezing it, you know, like when you pull, squeeze, when you roll, squeeze on top.
Yep. Okay, then what's next?
Let me see. One, two, three. Oh, then I go to either maybe to the seated row and do an underhand grip, or I go to a barbell and do an underhand grip row, and but I'll do all 3 sets of 20 with that. So it could be the cable row with the underhand grip or to a barbell row with the underhand grip. Because my thing is, I always try to get each grip, you know, like neutral grip, underhand grip, palm down grip, you know. So I'm more about angles.
Well, you know who made the underhand grip so popular?
And who would that be?
It was the king, Dorian Yates. That's how he did it.
Oh, he did it. Oh. Chocolate, I didn't know that one. Okay.
Okay, pull-ups, lat pull-downs, rows, seated rows. Anything else for your back?
Yes, two more. I change it up. Either do the real delt machine or the dumbbell. A bent over, you know,
Reverse
and
flies,
reverse
yep.
fly. Yes. If I do the then over the reverse fly, I would go up each set with the weight and do 20, and then with the machine, I just change it up one time. First at 20, and I'll go up for the last two and still keep my rep at 20, but I increase once. But in any event, I feel like going a third time, my rep range of course drops down a little bit.
Okay. All right, then after that.
And then I end with hyperextension. Lately, I change it back and forth. I let do my arms close to my chest, 3 sets of 15. Or if I'm holding a 25 or 45 plate in my chest, I'll do a set of 12 for 3 times.
Got it. And that's your back routine.
Yes, sir.
I like it. It's elegant. It's simple. Pull-ups, pull-downs, rows, seated rows, rear delts, hyperextensions, and looks like half of them you like to do in the 12 to 15 rep range, and then the other half you like to do in the 20 rep range.
Yes, that's correct.
But I think what makes you unique is how little rest you get. So tell me if I'm right. There's no supersetting here, right? It's just you pretty much for the most part, you'd finish all the sets of the same exercise before moving on.
Yeah, like it means the exercise. Yeah, 3 sets and then I move on. But
Yeah.
here and there, sometimes like I would do a superset on something. But for back, yeah, I'll do 3 sets, let's say, on the cool down and move on to the next movement.
Because most of the time when I work out my back, after each set, it kind of feels like a squat. Like after I do a set, I am just completely gassed, completely gassed. It takes me,
Really?
yeah, it takes me about 2 minutes sometimes to recover, and
Really?
sometimes even more. Well, it's not like I know I bet my body could go, but I think I'm just too much of a wuss to jump back in any earlier than that. I think what's unique is that you're getting in there again after 30 seconds. You know, it's not like training a smaller body part like just your biceps or your triceps, where it's a little less painful to do a set of curls, and then within 30 seconds doing another set of curls, and then 30 seconds another. Again, smaller muscle, a lot less pain. But you're banging out these reps and these sets with so little rest in between. It's very impressive. All right. So does that make up your whole back routine?
Yes.
Cool. And you do back all by itself, right?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. So it sounds like your back routine, you must finish that workout much faster.
Yeah, well, totally. Yeah,
45 minutes or so, about an hour. Okay, cool. All right.
Yeah.
So, what does Thursday look like?
Thursday, I go to chest.
All right.
And so here and there, sometimes changes up though. I may just go right into the machine for incline chest press, but sometimes I may just do a quick 3 sets of light unside lateral raises just because sometimes it just, you know, does something for me.
All right, but, so you warm up your shoulders a little bit first is what you're saying?
Yeah, sometimes I hit some quick side laterals as a quick warm-up for my joints, but I don't do it all the time. It's just if I feel up to it. But lately, I just jumped into the incline Smith machine chest press. I'll start with 25, each set, 20. 35, 20. And lately, when I get up to 45, when I have a spot where I can hit 20, but by myself, I do 12 to 15.
All right. So you're going for 20, but sometimes you might end up failing at around 15.
Yes.
Okay. So is this also the same basic strategy, one warm-up set and then three 20-rep sets, or as close to it as you can?
Yeah.
Increasing the weight every time? Got it. Okay. Cool. All right. And then after that?
And after that, I change up. Sometimes I may go to flat. Sometimes I don't. Can I say this day I went to flat? Let's go to flat bench. So I'll start light and do a good set 20. Then I'll go up and push up 20 again. Then I'll go to the heaviest I can and then do a good 12.
20-20-12. Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
And then after that?
And I go back to the incline. I go to the incline dumbbell press.
Uh-huh.
Now this time I'm doing, I'm going up each set. I'm doing, yeah, I'm doing 20, 15, 15.
Awesome. And then after that?
That changes. Sometimes I may go to the cables, do the underhand, the cable press, when you arms down, speed it straight up.
Low to high,
Yeah, if I do that, I'll stick on one weight and just go for 3 to 20. I just do that for the contraction, just, you know, for my chest. But, or I just go to the chest press machine itself, so it's like, you know, just like the bench, but upright. And, again with and again with that first set 20, and then my last two, that changed. It could be 20, 20, 15, or 20, 15, 15 with that.
All right, cool.
And then I end with cable flies. That always changed. Sometimes I like the cable flies or the pec deck or the dumbbell fly. So that day I say a pec deck. And, of course, I go up each set by 10 and each set 20 reps. And then I focus on the contraction, just trying to squeeze. Or like when it comes to the center, I'm trying to hold it for like a half second, then come back.
Got it.
Yeah,
that's the one a lot of guys love to do in front of the mirror, so they can watch them.
Yeah, right.
Flex their muscles. Yeah.
Yeah.
They always wait to the very end when they're all pumped up. They can see how veined out they are. Yeah.
You got that right.
And then I like to do that too. So, and then, you do anything else on Thursday, or is that it?
Oh, that's it. I only do 4 or 5 step movements. Change it up.
Cool. Now we're on Friday.
Okay. Next Friday is my lady day. Yeah, my leg day. Now Friday's been my, well, I changed now. Friday's been my leg day. So that same thing I told you with a few changes, but Saturday is my shoulder and arm day.
Okay, so Friday's another leg day, and cool. So let's actually skip past that because you just described it. Let's go to Saturday then. So Saturday is your shoulder arm day.
Yeah. So now I'll start with the Smith machine shoulder press. With the bar in front, so I'm doing it in front shoulder press.
Uh-huh.
First set 20, and then my last two sets. Well, actually, second set 15, and then the last two sets 15.
Okay.
Then from the shoulder press, I'll go to the just a single arm dumbbell press. Sometimes I'll do one arm at a time. Just focusing on one side, pressing up, or I may do them both together. So that changes here and there. But I'll start with one set and go up with weight one time. So first set is a good 20, then I end up being 15s again. So sometimes I just do a single arm. Like that means, only one arm up, other arm down. And sometimes I do it together. So I change
that
up.
Got it.
So I focus on which side is really weak.
All right.
And then I'll go to one of those basic shoulder press machines, and I face the pad, and it's like kind of like a shoulder press behind your neck. Uh-huh. And I normally stay on one weight and do three sets of 20. Sometimes I may go up, but three.
Oh, three sets of 20.
But I'll start light by that time. My shoulder already pumped. So I may go up by five actually on that machine.
All right, cool. And then after that?
Then after that one, I'll do the side laterals. So each time going, all three sets of 20. Each time going up by five, side laterals, with hold on top. But actually, no, lately I start with a light set and I do a 30 to 40 rep range, and then I'll start doing 20. So actually, I changed that around recently.
Wow.
So I'll make sure the lightest weight, 30 or 40 reps, and still just focus on a form and contraction, and then my last two be 20. So I actually just changed that in the last week or so.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, then after that?
Yeah, and if I feel a need, I may do light reverse flies, but if I had a good, my drill dose feel good to me, I won't. So I may just end with side lateral. Sometimes I may go ahead and do a bent over reverse fly. But sometimes, not all the time. I may add in front cable raises. That's here and there. Front cable raises. I'll actually go up and wait once, and then I could get hit my 20 in my last two. I really don't get it to get 15. And I'm the end of that.
Got it.
Yes. And then from there, since I'm doing it a little bit of biceps, I'll just go to the basic cable and do bicep curls, three sets of 20.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, each set I'm going up. 5 or 10 pounds each time.
Got it.
So lately I've done two movements. So either after that I'll do single arm dumbbell curls, or I'll go to the creature curl machine. So let's say if I'm at the dumbbells, I'll stay with one weight and do set of 20. So let's go to the actually alternating dumbbell curls, but I will just stay on one weight because. Lately, since I just started doing biceps, I get fatigued so very quickly with my biceps.
Did you say you get fatigued really quickly with your biceps?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
My pump and my biceps has been crazy. Because, mind you, I haven't been training my biceps like that. My biceps don't know how to respond. My biceps yell back at me.
That's amazing. And they grow really fast, huh? It takes almost nothing for them to grow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It really
cool.
Does. Yeah.
Okay, cool. And then what's next?
Definitely, I'll go some triceps. I'll go with my own body weight dip. So first set, I might bring out a good 20. Then my last two, then my next set, I may do 15. And then my last set, I may not be able to reach 15. I may do 12 to 10.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm not using a system. I'm still using my body weight. So by that time, you know, you know how you feel by the end of your workout.
Yep, you do the best you can with whatever you have left.
Yep, gas is better than tank.
Then after the dips?
And then I'll go to underhand. Well, I can superset this, actually. I go underhand cable extension, superset with palm down. So I'll just do a set of 15 underhand, change my grip, press down 15. So I'll without a stop. So underhand, I'll go with that 15 reps. Change my grip, press it down 15, take it. Then I rest, and I go up some. I go up with some weight, and then most likely the second set is 15 also. And then my last set is 15 and 12. I keep going up because, of course, you superset it, so you get fatigued so fast, but I don't rest in between my supersets. That's nonstop. And then I end with that.
And then that completes the workout?
Yes, sir.
Wow. So looking at just the workout alone, we're going to get into, in the next episode, we'll get into your nutrition. But with this rep set scheme and the exercise that you choose and the split, have you been able to gain muscle mass with it?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Sure have.
That is awesome. I love it. This is so, it's very unique. And, I'm seeing a very Dorian Yates-like one set, almost one set to failure strategy here, which is what he did. And it was so cool because he obviously gained a lot of muscle mass doing what he did. But this is very similar to the technique. And let's give credit where credit is due. And so you've been mentioning a couple times that you've got a coach that you're working with and that your coach is the one that helped you design this workout routine. You want to give a little shout out for him?
Yeah, my coach's name is his name is Paul McLaren, but mind you, his workouts are way more intense than when I'm in the gym myself. But yeah, he's tough on me, all right. I worked with him for my last two shows, actually, which I won. But yes, he's my best trainer I had, because if I had him back when I started, I feel like I would have been pro already, but I didn't. So thank God I do now.
Wow, that's awesome. And is he vegan also? Is he coaching on your nutrition as well?
No, he's not vegan, but he's really smart. And knowing what I can eat, he does my diet for me, actually. And he's knowledgeable of veganism. So he has put me on, he puts my diet close to a meat eater to make sure I get the right amount of protein, the right amount of carbs and fat.
But no, it's all working.
Yes, he does his homework.
Well, thank you so much for that. If you haven't already, make sure that you download your very own copy of the Vegan Muscle Building Guide. You can download it for free at veganmusclebook.com, and I'll show you how I gained over 10 pounds of muscle, lost an inch off my waist in just 28 days, and you can do it too. Also, don't forget to join in on the conversation that's happening right now on Facebook. Go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/veganbodyrevolution. And if you loved this episode and you like our others and you feel that we deserve 5 stars, give us a 5-star rating on iTunes and leave a review. It helps us get found and it helps us get higher ranked and helps us get featured so that other vegans or non-vegans that are out there looking to see how on earth do you get your dream body on a 100% plant-based diet, find us. It helps them find us so they can do the same. I want to thank you again for tuning in. My name is Thomas Tadlock, host of the Vegan Body Revolution Show, and I will catch you on the next podcast.